the question was asked, what is the Torah, what is the Shulchan Aruch, what is the Mishnah Brura? So if we go back 700 years ago, there was a rabbi called Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher. The Rosh came from Germany. He was the disciple of the Maram of the city of Rutenberg. And the Rosh was the end of the period of the Tosafists, the Balei HaTosfos. And the Rosh was initially learning in Germany under the Maram Mirutenberg. When the Maram was taken into captivity by the prince who wanted the Jews to pay a ransom for his release, and the Jews were told by the Maram to refuse. He said, if you pay the ransom, we'll just take another rabbi and ask for another ransom. And so the Maram died in prison, the Maram Mirutenberg. When he died in prison, the Rosh, being the next rabbi of the Germanic Jews, knew that he was next in line, so he ran from Germany to Spain. And he became rabbi in Spain. After the Ramban and the Rashba, you have the Rosh. And the Rosh, therefore, is one of the unique rabbis who was both rabbi in Germany and in Sfarad, in Spain. So he was rabbi of Ashkenazi and Sfaradi Jewry. The Rosh had a few children, one of which was Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov lived in dire poverty. He was rabbi of a congregation that used to give him a small stipend every week. With that small stipend, he could barely afford bread for Shabbos. He used to ask his father, do I have to starve one day a week in order to be able to buy something special for Shabbos? Because if I don't starve, if I buy myself and my family food each day of the week, then I can only afford bread for Shabbos. I can't really afford anything else. So that's how poor the Rav Yaakov, the son of the Rosh, was. He was very learned, and he compiled a work which he divided into four sections, corresponding to the four rows on the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. The four rows are called Arba'at Turim Aven, four rows of precious stones. So too he divided his work into four sections, and he called it the Arba'at Turim, the four rows, the four sections. The first one being Orach Chaim, on the day-to-day life. It goes through the laws of a Jew's daily living, and then it goes through the laws of the holidays, Shabbos and Yom Tov, and that's Orach Chaim. Then you have Evan Ezer, which is about the laws of marriage and divorce, the laws of Kiddushin and Ksuba, and the primary laws between a man and his wife. That's Evan Ezer. Then you have Yoredeya, which are the laws that a rabbi ordinarily has to give ruling on, which include the laws of Shechita, they include the dietary laws of what's kosher and not kosher, what fish are kosher, what aren't kosher, the laws of dealing with non-Jews, the laws of taking a haircut, not cutting off the corner of your hair and beard, the laws of pat akum, bishul akum, the laws of accepting medicine from a pagan, all those laws, including the laws of vows, Nidarim and Shvuos, including the laws of charity and the laws of the fruit that grow on the ground and the laws of Bechoros and the laws of Gerim and the laws of Bris Milah. That's all in Yoredeya. Then the final volume is Choshen Mishpat, which are the monetary laws, the laws of damages, the laws of responsibility, the laws of partnership, the laws of Pikuach Nefesh. All of that is in Choshen Mishpat. So those are the four volumes. Along came Rav Yosef Karo and wrote a commentary on that called the Beis Yosef. And then he wrote a short version of that called the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is basically a short version of the Torah and Beis Yosef with the Beis Yosef's conclusions. His goal was to write a short version that his students could review once every 30 days with just the conclusions. He wrote it in the very end of his life, the last period of his life, he wrote that. It's not clear whether it was in the last year or 2 years of his life that he wrote the Shulchan Aruch. And again, that was the goal, that this would be a short version of everything he wrote in the Beis Yosef. So that's the Tur Shulchan Aruch. Now, 100 years ago, Rav Yisrael, mayor of the year of the city of Radin, petitioned many rabbis and asked them to write a commentary that would be encompassing on the Shulchan Aruch Orach Chaim, on the laws, on the day-to-day laws. He said, the average rabbi doesn't have all the different commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch. Let's write one work that will encompass all the different commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch and help people to know the better, the more correct understanding in the Shulchan Aruch Orach Chaim. One volume of the Torah, right? No one wanted to do the job. So he got together with his sons and sons-in-law, and they worked. It was a team effort that took them many years, and they put together what we now know as the Mishnah Brura. And the Mishnah Brura is on one volume of the Shulchan Aruch, on Orach Chaim, on the day-to-day laws. And in the Mishnah Brura, the Chafetz Chaim's goal was to summarize the different commentaries and help us understand the source of the halachot and how to apply them in day-to-day living if you want to be stringent and adhere to all the different opinions. So that's his goal in the work, to encompass many opinions. In the writing of the Mishnah Brura, it was a team effort, which means that while the Chafetz Chaim, while Rav Yisrael Meir was working on this set of chapters, his sons were working on another set of chapters. And sometimes they encountered contradictions, as in he came to one conclusion in his understanding of the commentaries, and they ruled with a different understanding. And in the biography, his son or son-in-law records that they came to the Chafetz Chaim with that, and they asked him, okay, should we change it? And he said, no, it's okay. This is not a halachic work that's supposed to be like a one mind that wrote one piece. This is a conglomerate of opinions that we're putting together so that when a person learns, he can see all these opinions. It doesn't have to have a consistency. In 99% of the cases, it has consistency. But in some of the cases, it does not, which is okay, because it's more like an encyclopedia of halacha. It's not like a book of halachic ruling. Although that was his approach that's recorded by his children in the biography, nonetheless, that's not the approach the Jewish people took to his work. Starting with the Chazon Ish going on till today, his work is viewed as the halachic authority. It's given great weight in halacha. And today it is viewed as a work that gives us a direction for the Jewish people today, giving us a bottom line among the commentaries. So it became very widely accepted. But whereas the Tur is almost a millennium since the Tur, 700 years ago, 650, the Mishnah Brura is all of 100 years ago.